From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Across the West, sagebrush is a keystone species. It's a habitat which is essential for wildlife, ranching, and other native plants. It's in danger, though. Over the years, sagebrush populations have shrunk dramatically, in large part due to climate change. Researchers at Boise State University are working to change this, becoming the first to sequence the genome of sagebrush, which, considering its size and complexity, well, that is no easy feat. Joining us today to talk more about this milestone and what it will mean for local ecosystems is Boise State University Assistant Professor Sven Verkey. I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So explain to our listeners why sagebrush is such an important form of vegetation, not only here in Idaho, but in the Western U.S.
So yes, as you just said, the sagebrush steppe is the most dominant habitat in Western North America. It is found across 14 states and two Canadian provinces. And within this habitat, sagebrush or Artemisia tridentata, that is kind of the scientific name, it is a foundational shrub, and it acts as a, as you said, really well, as a keystone species sustaining wildlife, water regime, and ranching activities here in the West. And as you alluded to, it really dramatically reduced its coverage from more than 1 million square kilometers to half of this in a few decades.
And this is because of climate change, or are there other things that have put sagebrush at risk?
Yes, you're right. Mostly climate change, which in our region manifests itself by drought and heat. We went through quite a lot of heat wave at the moment. And those two in combination are increasing the fire cycles.
Your team at Boise State University, as I mentioned, accomplished a really shocking feat by sequencing the entire genetic code of the sagebrush species. Can you briefly explain what this means?
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for giving this amazing opportunity to share that. So to give you an example, the sagebrush genome is about 2.5 times bigger than the human genome. And it's, as you said, way more complex. So what we've done is really due to that complexity, we worked on one individual and we propagated this individual to generate what we call the biomass, so leaf material that we then use to read the DNA, assemble it, and annotate this genome. And it is
so
interesting.
So then how can researchers use this new knowledge that you have found about the plant's DNA to then hopefully fight the impacts or the effects of climate change?
So because heat and drought tyrants, they are genetically controlled. So we can then predict the ability of a plant to cope with these stressors by looking into the genome or DNA.
How does it feel to have made such a pivotal discovery?
How does it feel? I'm pretty proud. This is really a team effort, and it's something that I come from Europe, and doing something that big is really only the feat of big universities, and us at BSU taking that on, that challenge has been amazing, and I'm so proud of us.
If you're just joining us, let me reintroduce our guest. We're talking with Boise State University Assistant Professor Sven Verkey. We're talking about the mapping of the DNA of sagebrush. Sven, you mentioned the Human Genome Project, which this happened about 20 years ago. And when that happened, it did start to unravel the mystery of human DNA. However, as you said, the sagebrush genome seems to be even more complex than the human genome. So can you tell us a bit more about that?
So yes, so it is, as I said, about 2.5 times bigger and really complex because it went through multiple rounds of what we call whole genome doubling and then reshuffling of the genome. And this is actually one way for an organism to rapidly adapt to changes in the environment, but it makes the feat of assembling this very tricky and requires a whole team with different competencies to assemble that. Once we have it, now we can conduct experiments and then measure the response under different conditions and look at the genes that are expressed and how they actually underpin adaptation to climate change.
And so sagebrush, if I'm understanding this correctly, is the subject of reseeding efforts all around the world. So how will your discovery then help propagate the species?
So ultimately, you know, I think what people really care about is maybe not the genome of sagebrush, but it's to find the right plants to put at the right location, right? So that we can sustain this amazing habitat. And so what we're doing is not only assembling this genome, but we're also maintaining different lines of sagebrush. We call them genotypes. And then we're testing how they're adapted to different conditions so that we can use those, propagate them, and put them back into the landscape. So we minimize, you know, the effect of climate change on our landscape.
Now, this process that led to this breakthrough took you and your team more than 3 years. What was that experience like?
It was painful.
I bet.
It was painful because we have taken the challenge of not only assembling a genome, but also maintaining these different lines. So being kind of a Noah's Ark, where we have all of these different lines maintained, and then we can use them, deploy them back into the landscape and make new experiments. And I owe a lot of gratitude to Peggy Martinez, and she really assembled and helped putting together this concept and maintaining these lines. So that has taken a lot of time to put together, but now we see kind of the fruit of this, and we can really move forward.
Your team, if I'm understanding, your team is currently running tests on sagebrush samples in the lab, right? And
yes.
And the hope is to understand its resilience to extreme weather conditions. So, with those experiments that you're doing, what are you hoping to discover?
So this is really fundamental research where we try to unveil the genomic mechanisms that are underpinning droughts on its own, heat, and then the combination of those. And we compare that across these different lines to see which one is the best adapted. So it has two kind of objectives. One is to get and contribute to fundamental research, and the other one is to really apply that knowledge to restore this habitat and identify the right plants to do so.
So this biological study has really big implications, I would think, not only for the future of sagebrush, but possibly for the scientific community as a whole. But how will it help sagebrush on the ground? I mean, literally on the ground.
So that's completely correct. And all of our research is really about helping our community, right, to go through this. So ultimately, what we're after is a sagebrush who's going to stay green under extreme drought and heat conditions. And by staying green, what it's going to do is it will act as a firebreaker and then reduce, you know, this negative impact. Because sagebrush can't resprout post-fire and then gets replaced by all of these invasive species, therefore having even more of an impact on our ecosystem. So what we want is a sagebrush that stays green under extreme conditions, and that's our ultimate goal. We hope we have it right in cultivation right now, and then based on that, we can start collaborating with different kind of stakeholders so that they can propagate this one and plant it back into the landscape.
And I think we should note that Oxford University published your findings. That's a big deal. What was that like for you and your team?
Yeah, no, it's a great achievement for us to be able to not only, you know, like publish such a thing in a very good journal and then publicize this work so that most people, right, know about it and can use that resource for their own purpose. And so it's all about open science and providing power, you know, data to people so that they can carry on the research.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today and for talking to us about this important topic. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Boise State University Assistant Professor Sven Berkey about his research on the genome of sagebrush and what will it mean for our wild places.